as an offensive staff and players, we're disappointed for him. You know, he worked so hard to get back. You know, missing all of spring and then finally getting him rolling in training camp and in the preseason. It's an unfortunate thing for him. And, you know, we have to move on. And, you know, Chris, we have a lot of confidence in him. The thing that happened for us that really helped us out is he had a ton of reps in the spring. And then he was playing in training camp and then the preseason games.
In what areas did Chris Clark improve because of that experience throughout the offseason?
I would say the run game, really, he made some big strides. I always felt really confident with him in pass protection. But the run game, just kind of getting on the same page with everybody else, that's where he's probably made his most improvement.
Adam, they had 9 new guys on defense to start the season. Could you use last season's video at all, or did you have to pretty much go by what was happening?
We like looking at what they're doing currently. It's with the players, you know. A lot of the times it's what are our best matchups, what do we think their best matchups are against us, and using the film that they have out from this year is really what we're trying to stick to.
I asked John too, but you know, they got 5 sacks from DBs already. Do they do more of that than most teams, or is that just something?
They do a good job of freeing guys up. You know, that's a good coaching staff over there. I've been lucky enough to work with quite a few of those guys, very intelligent group. And they do a great job of using their personnel, and that defense is playing as a group right now. And that's what our challenge is going to be, is to match their intensity and make sure that we're on it, because what they do is a good defensive scheme.
More challenge to guys who come off the ball like that from away from the last scrimmage?
You just better be on, you know, what our blocking assignments are. If we're on the wrong page, if one guy is on the wrong page, we have an issue.
How's No Shot Embrace's role here early on in the season, and you see kind of Monte and Ronnie still with that urge to want to help when they can, when they get that chance to get it?
You know, last week we were able to stick with No Shot. He got hot, okay, and what happens is you stick with the hot hand. Okay, Monte spelled him a little bit. Ronnie didn't get as much as probably we would like, but that's going to happen from game to game, and we're going to keep working on trying to rotate those three guys, but No Shot's done a great job in the role that we have him in right now.
Considering he is kind of the bet now in that group, is it good to see that kind of game? You know, kind of, I asked Coach this on Monday, to see a game like that he had.
I was happy for him to see him have some success, how hard he's worked to get back, and to carry the ball with the aggressiveness he does. It's great to see his development over since he's been. I've been lucky enough to be around him since he was a rookie, and just to see him develop over the last, you know, 5 years has been unbelievable.
When he does what he did the other day against the Giants, is it remind people, hey, he was a first-round pick for a reason?
I think so. You know, the thing he does that's so unique is the way he plays. It's so intense, and he goes after it like every play is his last play. And you know, he was in a situation a couple years ago where he had an ACL, and I think he doesn't take this game for granted. And he really comes out there and gives everything he has for his teammates.
You talked about wanting balance last week. Were you pleased with that, particularly in the two tight end package you were able to use?
You know, just that the adjustments in the second half we made, the coaching staff and, you know, the players always have great, you know, insight on where we should go. And I think what we did, that change we made of just, you know, coming out with that personnel group really helped us and got us going in the run game. And, you know, hopefully we can feed off of that.
It's been good to see Joel Dreesen back on the practice field this week.
Absolutely. He's worked hard. You know, he had that setback in training camp. And for him to be out there, I know he feels good about it, and we'll get him ready to go as soon as possible.
Adam, Bubba was determined to have more of an impact this year after catching his one pass last year. What did you see in him coming back in the offseason or in camp that has allowed him to be a bigger part of the offense?
Bubba's always been a hard worker, and the thing that he's done last year or this year compared to last year was he really knows the offense this year. Not saying he didn't study, but he was just trying to get that feel. It was a brand new offense to him, completely different scheme than what he was used to. And he's able to play at the level he wants to play as far as using his speed. And you can see when he gets in there, he makes the most of it. And, you know, I was hoping he would score again. You know, and he gets out there for a couple of plays, and all of a sudden he's wide open down the sideline. And he's done a great job as far as spelling those guys when he needs to.